92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
One of my greatest joys in life used to be going to the record store to get new songs I heard on the radio, sometimes just browsing through the bins for rare and unique records like colored vinyl pressings, picture discs. The 80s and into the 90s was such an amazing time in the history of music. But somehow, and I really don't understand how this ever happened, but somehow in the last 10 to 15 years, people were convinced that owning copies of the music you love is a bad thing, and that paying monthly rent so you can access low-quality copies of those songs online to your computer or your phone is better. That's why I find it so interesting that in today's digitally driven world, in 2021, the sales of vinyl records were at their highest in the last 30 years. Sales of vinyl records are outpacing CDs now, and there are very few vinyl record pressing plants able to get the job done. The orders for 2021 were twice what they were capable of making. Major artists like Adele and ABBA have had to strategically plan getting their final album to the pressing plant early so that the vinyl albums would be ready for release day. Meanwhile, analog cassettes have also had a resurgence in sales over the last 2 years, and the only analog cassette duplication company in America is working in overdrive around the clock to get copies of albums out to distributors and stores. What does all that mean? What's going on between the lines here? Could it be that people actually miss being able to hold physical copies of the music they love? Maybe, because look at the older albums. Vinyl top 10 sales in 2021, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors album, Nirvana's Nevermind, and Queen's Greatest Hits. All that good stuff from the past is still dominating the charts.
Roll home with the Ran Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.